We have a great guest joining us here from a great organization. Her name is Ashley Watt, so she's perfect. And her organization, All On Board, is also perfect. And we're here because we're at our sixth annual All On Board talent show. It is on March the 7th, same location as it's been in the last couple of years at Elevation Riverwalk Church. And Ashley's going to give us more about the talent show, what we can expect, and give us an update on All On Board. And good morning to you, good friend.
Good morning. Morning. Thank y'all for having me on.
Yeah, glad you're here.
Well, let's set the table about the talent show. What can we expect on March the 7th?
Well, you can expect 19 fun acts from all four districts and some creative things, too. So we have a gymnast. We have a K-pop group this year. We have a heavy metal band. Some people who wrote their own lyrics, some lyrical dance. So it's like all across the board. We're really excited. And even though our acts are filled, we're looking for volunteers. So if you're a 10th through 12th grade York County student and you need some volunteer hours, this is going to be the most fun volunteer hours, I promise, that you've ever had, because you're going to be helping us backstage with the acts. It's just fun. We have a hype section. So the one thing that we want every student who participates to feel is supported and encouraged. This is a safe space for them to explore their talents. And no matter how they do, the crowd is going to go crazy. And somebody's going to walk out with $300 grand prize, but everyone's going to walk out with a core memory of feeling accepted.
I had a chance last year to MC this with Alex, and you're spot on. I mean, I could not describe it any better. The behind the scenes, in the wings, mm-hmm. people were encouraging all the acts. They got up there. The audience, they were so supportive. They had like big balloons that they were like hit together. Yeah. It just really was a healthy alternative, and that's why this talent show, why it came about, right? I mean, All On Board is all about showing young people healthy alternatives than turning to, you know, drugs and alcohol and social media sometimes, frankly. Tell us more a little bit about how this continue to, nurture that thinking.
Absolutely. So we started with a student group at Northwestern, and one of the things they mentioned was, in our city, we tend to celebrate sports and athletics a lot, but we don't oftentimes celebrate musical talent or our creative talent. So we've had everything from a yo-yo artist, and he was amazing, by the way.
he was great.
We've had so many different talents. So we want to give everyone an opportunity to shine, you know, and we know that if students take a healthy risk, that builds resilience, that increases their leadership skills, that helps them build self-confidence and self-esteem. And we're all about that in prevention, because that comes before the refusal skills of drugs and alcohol later, is building resilience so that they feel good about who they are. They take leadership risk. And this is a safe space, because no matter what, I remember one year a student got up there during rehearsals, which is right before, and she was struggling. And all of a sudden, all the students, and these are students who are competing against her from all four districts, they just start clapping and telling her, you've got this. And by the time she was done, she's just grinning ear to ear. She was like going through panic. She's grinning ear to ear. And then when she performed, amazing. Like, she killed it. And it was just so fun to watch, just in a span of a couple hours, somebody's confidence soar through the roof.
Well, and it might also show kids that maybe you're not good at performing arts or dance or, you know, singing, but you are good at being an encourager. And what a great way to go ahead and foster that in someone as well. So I'm assuming that's the kind of audience members that you're looking for. So if you're not in the show, who are you looking to come to the show?
We want families to come. We want young kids. It's family friendly. We're very careful screening our acts and making sure that everything is positive. And so we just want you to come and see. I mean, I think your kids will be inspired by watching other kids. Elevation does a great job of donating the space, and their audiovisual team, and they make it like a real, like, it looks like a real production. Like, people tell me all the time, like, y'all could televise this. Like, and it's not us, it's them, because their crew is so great with the lights and smoke, and it's just really good lighting. And we use interns. We have a Catawba Ridge intern, Asia Smith, this year, who's helping us with some of our graphics, and she's going to be there doing photography and helping us. And then Eben Wisnett with the Student Leadership Discovery is going to be there. And Michelle Talley is heading that up. And her students actually love to perform and speak publicly, so they'll go backstage and kind of help our kids. We have a green room with couches and brownies and treats, and they all get treat bags. And we made bracelets last year. I think your daughter got one.
Colin's got one. Yeah. She loves it. She still has it to this day.
We did the Taylor Swift kind of thing and did encouraging words and their names on it. And so it's just, we want everyone to come and watch other people take a risk. And it really doesn't matter how they perform. And I would say, back to your point, learning to be a kid who encourages other people is more important to me than talent.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding. That is a talent.
Absolutely. Oh,
being an encourager, being a good friend, and watching someone struggle but then get encouraged and feel good about that. I mean, they come off the stage and they're always like, how did I do? And I'm always like, amazing. And all the kids are like the same thing. And we mean it because they did. Yeah. They got up there. You know how scary that is? Yeah. Like, I don't know how. Yeah. I have to speak for like 5 minutes. And I'm a speaker. And I'm like crazy terrified. And I don't know how y'all do it. Oh. Y'all just do a great job making them feel supported. Mm-hmm. The MCs are amazing. Renee O'Neill's helping us this year. And possibly Lucas if the schedule clears.
I think so. I'm just making sure.
They make the students feel fantastic. We find out a hidden talent or something funny about them and share that, and they love that too. They get to see their name on the big screen, so it's really fun.
It's great.
So come on out. It is on March the 7th, Friday, March the 7th at 7 p.m. This is at Elevation Riverwalk. For those competing on stage, while they're supporting each other, you know, there's a little incentive. They first place gets a $300 prize, and they, you know, are judged by judges here in the community. But don't think of it like American Idol. They're not, you know, they're not the Simon Cowells out there. they're supportive as well. But this is the 6th annual All On Board talent show. And what we know about All On Board is just that, like Ashley Watts, the executive director, and her team, they're all about showing young people healthy alternatives. You know, do this versus going down the road of drugs and alcohol and other vices that our young people are faced with. And I think every generation probably thinks, gosh, this is the hardest generation. But I have to be honest with you. I mean, we were the children of the 80s and the 90s, and we thought we had it bad with like MTV, but we didn't have social media. We didn't have COVID. We don't have a lot of things that are thrown at kids in this generation. And we've got kids all around the same age. So I can only imagine if they aren't surrounded by good, positive people, it is very quick for them to fall into the wrong crowd. And you all at All On Board try to educate them. There are other alternatives.
Yeah, we call this a pro-social event. If you're worried about your kids being on their phone or isolated, this is a great place to take them because they're going to be volunteering with other students. We're going to really push them to get out of their shell a little in a safe and supportive way. So they can do as much as they want. They can hand out programs, or they can be the kid with the clappers, you know, like who's freaking out. But we try to get them off their phone and doing something fun and enjoying each other. And we have prom pledge coming up. So what a great way to kind of... Prom's coming up, graduation. This is the most dangerous time of year from spring break until August. Students are most likely to try high-risk choices. So this is the time. This is why we strategically place these talent shows and events then. We want to engage them, help them find an interest. So if your student loves photography, we got a job for them at the talent show. If they just love encouraging other people, we got a job for them at the talent show. And you can find all that on our link at our Instagram, York County All On Board. Just go to our link tree. You can figure out how to sign up. It's real easy. And please share and like us and share our posts, because we want to get as many people. We had about 350 last year, and it was wildly supportive, and I loved it. And so I want that to happen again. It's a lot of work, but it's probably my favorite event.
It's great.
And it's free for those to attend?
Absolutely free.
Even better.
Yep. And there's going to be a student audience choice award again this year. I think Elevation is going to provide a prize for that. So you get to do live voting, which is really fun.
Oh, that's fun.
That's one time you can use your phone on that one. I do remember that last time. But as Ashley mentioned, they're a big part of our prom pledge, which is getting underway now. A lot of planning is happening as we speak behind the scenes. And they travel with us to all the schools, really, in York County. And they help educate young people about making smart decisions. And again, we're not trying to be old fuddy-duddies out there. We're just showing you there are risks if you go down a certain road. And there's consequences, not only your life, but others. Mm-hmm. And All On Board is such a fantastic resource. If you think you'll never use them, chances are you'll probably have to use them at some point. Parents can go to y'all and no questions asked and say, never thought I would be here, but my kid is doing blank, or I'm seeing this. And you guys say, we got it. We'll pick you up right there and walk with you and educate them, which is just such a relief for families who probably have no idea where to turn.
I love my job and I feel very blessed to do it. There's no judgment, no stigma when you come to All On Board. We know that everyone struggles in different ways. We're here to support parents, to support students. And really, prevention is the key. If we can prevent your student from going down that road by giving them healthy alternatives, we know that we can protect them in the long run. And that's why we want to engage as soon as possible. So we really appreciate the support that CNTU and WRHI gives us as well, because I just love to tell students, this is a night you're going to go and you're not going to regret the next day. You're not going to have to cover it up. You're not going to be ashamed. You don't have to deal with any of that. You're going to feel good about it. You're going to have a great feeling about that. And for parents, I encourage you to let them experience what that feels like. Mm-hmm. To have fun in a healthy environment is just going to encourage them to seek that out more. They're going to find friends. We have students who volunteer together and who are still friends who contact us to volunteer again because they had such a great time. So there's just a lot of camaraderie that builds when you do an event like this. So.
Well, you'll see it all on the stage at the All On Board 6th Annual Talent Show Friday, March the 7th. The show starts at 7 p.m. It is free for those in the community. The acts have already been vetted, and they'll be on the stage. They are students in grades 6 through the 12th grade. Top prize is $300. Congratulations to them. Bring the whole family out there. It should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great night.
Yep. And Ashley, we'll see you over the next couple of months.
Yep.
That's right.
Everywhere.